Innisfail. Ryan Dodd says despite taking a 2-1 lead after the first period in Game 2 of the Provincial Championship best-of-five series, his Innisfail Eagles were flat. Just like the past two games against Stony Plain at the Innisfail Twin Arena. And the most recent game on March 16 was on the road in Stony Plain's Glen Hall Centennial Arena. We came out flat. We got down 1-0 early, and we just weren't moving the puck, said Dodd, Innisfail's assistant coach and general manager. But like the senior men's AAA Chinook Hockey League championship game on February 17, and the first game of the provincial finals on March 2, the Innisfail Eagles were like a percolating storm, ready to burst open. With Innisfail goalie Chance Clark solid between the pipes, his team scored 3 in the second period to give his team a 4-2 lead after 40 minutes. It was another hard-fought battle after that period, and we could see ourselves starting to pull away, said Dodd. We practice with a lot of intensity. Those guys, Stony Plain, don't practice anywhere near like we practice, he added. We just started getting our legs and we got going and came out the third period and scored one really quick. Innisfail's fifth goal in the third period came from newcomer Chase Thudium, who had a hat trick for the game. But it was the next goal by Innisfail that took the wind out of Stony Plain's sails. We went right back down the ice with the same line and chased Stony down, and the goaltender came out to play it, said Dodd. His D-man put it right in the back of his goalie's leg, right into the net. Just like Steve Smith did against the Calgary Flames back in the late 80s. Innisfail's Ty Clay, who was named the player of the game, was credited with the goal. With the score 6-2, the Southern Eagles then rolled to victory with the seventh goal by Jeremy Reich, an eighth by Thudium, the ninth by Dan Vandermeer, and then Chad Robinson rounding the game out with Innisfail's 10th and final goal. The final score was 10-4 to give Innisfail a commanding 2-0 game lead in the series. They're Stony Plain. Just not in game shape the way that we are. In those late periods, we just dominate them, said Dodd. He said he has no worries about his team being prepared for Game 3, and potentially deciding championship game. Back in Innisfail this Friday night, March 22. These guys are professionals. A lot of these guys have played a high level of hockey, and they've been in these situations before, said Dodd. We don't sit and talk a whole lot right now this time of year about systems. We just give a few little reminders. And then we kind of unleash the horses and let them run. Puck drop at the Innisfail Twin Arena is 8 p.m.